on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Vatican has begun preparing for a papal funeral and a conclave to choose a new pope less than 24 hours after Pope Francis died of a stroke.
Francis's death comes just one day after he celebrated Easter with the faithful in St. Peter's Square. The pontiff's lengthy visit with the crowds on Sunday, says Vatican analyst Francis Rocca, may have been an indication he knew the end was near.
It may be in retrospect, I'm just speculating here, that he knew time was running out, and so he thought, well, what am I doing? Am I going to sit in my room or am I going to go out and be the Pope, especially on Easter?
Vatican officials say the Pope's body will likely be moved here to St. Peter's Basilica on Wednesday morning. Tina Kraus, CBS News, Rome.
Mourners of all faiths have been visiting St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
I felt bad. I felt bad. I started crying and that was it. You know, I kept on thinking about the Pope.
I became a Catholic because of Pope Francis.
We are Jewish, but we are here to support our friends from the Catholic Church.
The Trump administration says federal student loans in default will be referred to debt collectors beginning May 5th. That will affect about 5 million borrowers. Aisa Conchola Banez with the Student Borrower Protection Center.
The reality is older borrowers face some of the greatest repayment struggles. These are folks on fixed incomes, you know, navigating health issues and navigating this economy in the same way that we all are.
After a 30-day notice, the government will begin garnishing the wages of borrowers in default. Harvard is suing the Trump administration over its decision to freeze more than $2 billion in grants because the school said it would not comply with the administration's demand that it limit activism on campus. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Harvard is also alleging that the Trump administration did not follow the procedures for how Title VI violations result in denied federal funding. Of course, the Trump administration's defense is that the civil rights of Jews cannot be subordinated to the academic freedom of a university. Also, universities have no constitutional right to federal funding.
And not far away from Harvard, John Carrier of Kenya joined his brother as a Boston Marathon champion on Monday.
Soak it in, John Carrier. John Carrier is the man who is going to meet the moment in Boston, champion of the 129th Boston Marathon.
6 months after winning the Chicago Marathon, Carrier finished the 26.2 miles in an unofficial 2 hours, 4 minutes, 44 seconds, the second fastest winning time in the history of the Boston Marathon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The purse belonging to one of President Trump's senior cabinet members was stolen over the weekend.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's purse was stolen Easter Sunday at Washington, D.C. restaurant The Capital Burger. Sources tell CBS News the bag contained a number of sensitive personal items, including her driver's license, passport, DHS access badge, medications, checks, and about $3,000 in cash. It was Noem herself who realized the bag was stolen, placed against her foot underneath her seat, despite her having Secret Service protection with her. They're now reviewing security camera footage at the restaurant and have identified a white male suspect who was wearing a medical mask. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A federal judge in Oregon has ordered the federal government to restore the visa status of two international students whose visas had been revoked. The judge issued a 14-day temporary restraining order on Monday and blocked the government from deporting the students. Those students had sued the Trump administration. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning partly cloudy in the overnight with light winds. Temperatures near 40 at daybreak. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies. There will be a chance of showers. Southeast winds on the light side with highs in the mid-50s. Showers a few storms Tuesday night. Currently 46 degrees.
Life is very short, and Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Out to hold me in in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. She had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
Ooh, baby. 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting
for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Thank you.
J-N.
Life would still go on, believe me. The world could show. never leave me. Though life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. And God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
It would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Through my window today, could a trip out easy? see you, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
I could only reach you and get your love. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Vatican is entering an intense period that begins with an elaborate funeral for Pope Francis and ends with a selection of the next Supreme Pontiff. CBS's Chris Livesay will be in Rome for it all.
They've already started to block off streets around St. Peter's Square and around the Vatican. I mean, we could see just floods and floods of people heading towards St. Peter's Square. This morning when I rushed here and I heard the news of Pope Francis's death, it was just stunning to see not just so many people crowding here, but just how quiet it was. There was a deafening silence. The solemn nature of it all was overwhelming.
With the passing of Pope Francis begins a popular guessing game at the Vatican. Who will be the next pope? But first the funeral, says CBS News papal and Vatican contributor Delia Gallagher.
On Wednesday, the pope will be laid in St. Peter's Basilica, so crowds will be able to come and pay their respects to him. So we have quite a bit to get through in the next month before we see who the next pope will be.
Reports that President Trump is considering firing Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell pushed stocks down sharply, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The recent round of stock and U.S. dollar selling has accelerated with these threats from President Trump. Global investors have come to trust the Fed's independence precisely for this reason. They rely on the Fed to not fall victim to political threats and to instead focus on what is necessary to guide the economy.
On social media Monday, Trump called Powell a, quote, major loser. In response, the Dow closed down almost 1,000 points. Is Pete Hegseth in danger of being fired as defense secretary? CBS's Weijia Zhang says the president is standing by him.
White House officials insist the Pentagon boss is not going anywhere. Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska, a retired Air Force general, is the first Republican lawmaker to publicly speak out against Hegseth, telling CBS News he would not tolerate his conduct on Signal.
Signal is the commercial messaging app that Hegseth used at least twice to discuss upcoming U.S. airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. Instagram owner Meta says it's using AI technology to search for kids who are lying about their age on Instagram to bypass safeguards. Here's CBS News technology contributor Ian Schur.
Last year, Instagram released its teen accounts feature, which allows young people to use the app with a limit on who can contact them while also restricting the type of content they can view. Teens under the age of 16 need their parents' permission to change any of these settings.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt.